On the show today, we have Galea's Dan McKelly, Mahalo Banking's Denny Howell, and Dover Federal Credit Union's very own Tyler Kuhn talking about how Galea and Mahalo have partnered up to help Dover Federal Credit Union modernize their member service with digital member engagement. Wow, a really cool success story here, so check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, as you can see, we have a full house here of some very fine gentlemen. And right to my left or right, it's always reversed in Zoom when you do the recording, so I never know which way to point. But right next to me is Dan McKelly from Galea. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing really well, Mike. Thanks Good. For having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And then diagonally down from me, either that way or I don't know which way, it's Tyler Kuhn from Dover Federal Credit Union. Tyler, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. And then easy enough, right below me is Denny Howell from Mahalo Banking. Denny, how are you?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, guys, we got some big news here. I think obviously initially Galea and Mahalo have partnered to help out the fine folks at Dover Federal Credit Union. So I'm going to start out with you, Dan, and then Denny, I'll have you chime in as well. But why did you guys create this partnership between Galea and Mahalo to help out the fine folks at Dover Federal Credit Union? Dan, I'll let you go first, and then Denny, you can give us the Mahalo point of view.
Yeah, you know, Mahalo is an excellent partner. I think that their philosophy has been a very focused on service first, on member first. They're former credit union folks. So it's been, excellent to work with them. That's what really drew us to the partnership in the first place. They're a relatively new entrant into the online banking space, but they're moving very rapidly. And so we're excited to join forces and with a great up and coming player with a lot of the same philosophies, you know. And I've heard Denny speak about kind of that idea of putting experience first, and that's what's most important about their platform. So for me, in my perspective, that's what's so exciting about the partnerships. Not only a technological synergy, it's also a philosophical synergy. So that's great. Ah,
perfecto. All right, Denny, I'll get Mahalo's point of view.
No, I mean, really the same kind of thing. You know, it's really about, you know, giving the credit unions the tools they need to service their members at any time, right? And Galea's technology is phenomenal. It's out there. It was hard to service members during non-COVID times, and then COVID times happened, and how are you servicing members, right? And Galea's right there, and they're just a natural fit into what we do and into how we want to bring that, you know, service mentality that credit unions offer members to credit unions. Mm-hmm. And it's been a great partnership.
Yeah, both your organizations are making quite the waves in the industry. So thank you for all that you're doing. And yeah, really excited to see what's next and to get a glimpse of what these two organizations are doing. Let's talk with Tyler from Dover. And so Tyler, what was going on at your credit union that prompted you to look for some assistance or some help or whatever you want to call it from the folks at Galea and Mahalo? What was going on there?
Yeah, well, it was kind of like the perfect storm, right? So we had a few issues. But what led us to Galea was we needed video banking, right? We're in the midst of a pandemic. Yeah. We really need to bring an effortless solution that is very personal to our members. So we're, you know, hey, everybody's in the middle of Zoom. Zoom's ramping up. We're loving Zoom. We needed to figure out how we were going to give that to our members. So, we kind of just started looking, and, you know, you kind of, Dan mentioned Denny and his team really being credit union people. And, you know, we were looking at a few other vendors, and Denny kind of last minute was like, hey, you should check these guys out. And we did. And, in all transparency, it was kind of like, I was just doing my due diligence. Yeah. I really trusted Denny. Yeah. Because they are a partner. They're a great partner of ours. So I trusted Denny. And I kind of on a Friday afternoon was like, hey, I'll just look at this company, Galea. And I kind of just sat there like, am I really seeing what I'm seeing right now? And it was one of those demos. And a lot of us have been on those demos that it blew me away. And, I was in the middle of the demo just texting, hey, I think we found something. I think we're onto something. And it was just kind of, we needed to figure out how to make this digital member experience personal. And we were looking at video, and that's kind of what led us to Galea.
Right on. So you dialed them up and said, hey, What do you got for me? Yeah, because I was actually the same way when I first saw you guys, Glia, at, I think it was the CUNA Technology Council a couple of years ago, maybe it was 2 or 3 years ago when you guys did a demo there and their little contest, and went, oh my gosh, that's pretty cool stuff there. So I kind of had the same reaction. So Denny, I'm going to let you go first on this one. So how do your technologies work together to help Dover out in their instance?
I mean, you know, we make it very easy for their members to be able to use that Glia portal, that inside, to be able to see what the member's seeing. So if a member's having an issue with anything on their website and digital banking, you know, paying a bill, no matter what it is, you know, Dover can offer that firsthand support to really see exactly what that member's seeing on the screen. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different than you hear shadow support sometimes. It's like, well, just present what the member has on their screen on yours. It does much more than that, because when I do that, I don't necessarily have your internet settings. I don't have your browser. I don't have all of that. So I can't necessarily get a real good grasp on what may be an issue, right? But with the Glia platform, it's perfect. Now, I mean, you see everything right there. You understand, are they getting the pop-up blockers? Are there certificate errors? Whatever it is, very simple and easy for them to use that technology. We offer it through mobile, through online banking, the entire platform.
Okay. And Dan, I'm going to get your perspective as well. So how do you guys work together to help out Dover?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for the kind words, gents. It's a pleasure to work with all of you. And, you know, everybody on this call, I consider just a really forward thinking, you know, individual in the space. So thanks for the kind words. I'll say that from our perspective, you know, Mahalo is an excellent stage upon which we can have these sorts of interactions. You know, for credit unions, it's fundamental to be providing the best self-serve journeys possible. And that's where Mahalo really shines, right?
Yep.
Now, when the member requires an interaction, what Glia allows the credit union to do is not take them away from that stage, right? They can keep them there, contextualize a conversation, as Denny was saying, know exactly what the member is struggling with in that moment, and then jump in and assist, right? Whether it be video, which was the original impetus that Tyler mentioned, or voice, right? It could also be, you know, I can have a verbal conversation right through the Mahalo interface with Glia. So it's really that sort of very seamless kind of package of digital experiences that's so powerful with this combination.
Indeed, indeed. And Tyler, so how has the partnership benefited your credit union so far, as well as even kind of trickling down to your members as well? So what are some of the benefits that you guys have seen so far?
It has been amazing. I've become, you know, Mahalo was a company I kind of sang from the mountaintops, did a lot of reference calls for, you know, Glia is, I've done quite a few reference calls for Glia, wow. You know, just had a credit union reach out to us today. We just took our phone number off of our website last week. So during business hours, you know, we no longer have our phone number listed on our website. So if there's an agent available to chat, Glia, the window populates there. And, you know, we kind of have really shifted to this digital first method or mindset. So what's that mean for us? What's that mean for our members? You know, we've had a few really, really big wins. One of them is with our average handle time. So as Denny mentioned, you know, we kind of are able to code browse, but we're also able to visualize the screen as we're talking to a member if they're on one of our assets. And so for us, what that has done is it's kind of gotten like, you know, the hey, I'd like to transfer money, but you're really trying to move money in bill pay. Mm-hmm. Like, so I would take a minute to figure out exactly what you were doing. Those are questions we no longer have to ask because we can see it in front of us, right?
Oh,
so
cool.
There's things like that have, you know, our average handle times decreased 19%. In the year that I had the call center before that, the number didn't move. I could tell you it was going to be anywhere between 5 minutes and 45 seconds. In 6 minutes, it was a pretty stagnant number. It didn't matter what we did, it didn't move. That's decreased 19%. We've seen in our average speed of answer, we've seen about a 43% decrease there. So, I mean, these are huge numbers, and you know, of course, on the backside, we're happy to see that. We're happy to see that we're more efficient. We're getting to the members quicker, but the members feel that as well, right? The members really benefit from that, and they benefit from, okay, now I'm no longer waiting on the phone for 10, 15 minutes. On average, I'm on the phone for 2-3 minutes, you know, and I'm talking to an agent. So it's a huge change for us. Mm-hmm. But it's changed our mindset as well. We're really, you know, open to changing things. We have quarterly business reviews, which is unlike anything we do with any other vendor, where, you know, Glia comes and they present, hey, here's your numbers, and here's suggestions that we have for you. Mm-hmm. And so for us, we've kind of been able to refine what we're doing well. We've also been able to see what we're not doing well, right? So they come with solutions. It's not just, hey, you stink at this. It's, hey, you could do better at this. Right. Here's what we suggest. So it really has been, it's been fun for the team. The team loves it, but it's also been great for our members. Our members really definitely feel the impact.
Well, I mean, as you're talking, I'm thinking about how many times do we say on these calls, oh, we got to have this great member experience. We got to have the member. And I'm thinking, okay, here's proof in the pudding about a member experience that's really going off the hook, as they used to say back in the day. Yeah, so Right. Just really, really cool stuff here. I mean, the numbers are just proving it. I'm sure they're going to get better and better. And I don't know if you like survey your members from time to time, Tyler. I'm sure you guys do, but that would be some really cool feedback as well, I bet. So we
actually get the survey every interaction we have through chat, we survey, and you know.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. So with that, something new. We weren't surveying like that before, so we're able to get a lot of great feedback and see stats that we've never looked at before. We didn't even know they existed.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty cool.
You got a smile on your face for a reason there, Tyler. So well done. Yeah, sure. So, and Dan, I'm coming back to you. So what's next for this partnership? And Denny, I'll pose that question to you as well, because it sounds like you guys have really kind of, you're really off the launch pad here with this and working with Mahalo and then maybe some next projects with the folks at Dover.
Yeah, you know, it's only the beginning. So there's a lot of great, there's a really great journey ahead. I think with Mahalo, it's really about creating deeper and deeper integration with their platform, surfacing the right information for the agent from their platform at the right time. I think we're only scratching the surface of the efficiencies that we can create. And you can hear already the numbers from Tyler and how we're performing in concert together. From the Dover perspective, you know, we're doing exactly what we advocate for all of our customers to do. And Tyler, you know, I'm so happy to hear that the experience has been that positive for you. It's really about pushing that transformation forward and continuing to take a digital first approach to serving members. Because when you do that, you're getting those efficiencies that Tyler's talking about, but you are also significantly impacting the experience, a positive experience that a member can have. So it's this win-win that you can create by taking the digital first approach.
Yep.
So continuing to do more of that, migrating more of the, you know, dialed off-screen kind of telephony-based interactions to a much richer interaction that can take place in Mahalo, for example, right? And so that's really the value and the journey that we have ahead of us is moving more and more towards that digital-first model.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Denny?
Yeah, I mean, same thing, you know, work built that tighter integration with Glia. You know, you got to make things where they're configuration based. So you have a small time to implementation, right? A lot of times you get other third party services come in and there's a long implementation window. We've done this with Glia. There's a very short implementation window here on the Mahalo side. So for us, that just means working with our current partner credit unions to let them know there's more and better ways to service their members. You know, and Tyler said it's all about that contextual conversation that you're having. And I think where members get caught up a lot of times is they don't necessarily know how to explain something in the term, you may know it, and it just creates a lot of confusion. There is none of that with Glia. I mean, it's a flip of a switch. They see it. It's super easy. It's just a great product.
That's the way it should be. Should be super easy. So, and this is a really refreshing discussion because we can all talk till we're blue in the face about how great technology is and, you know, it's supposed to work like this, but this is a really refreshing story because, hey, this shows you how well it's working. And the numbers, like what you just said to us, Tyler, are proof that it's working. And that really gives hope to credit unions that, you know what, we can stay on par, if not ahead of the curve in the financial services arena. You know, the heck with those fintechs out there that are nipping at our heels. We can do this, you know? So it's really, really good news. I just want to get some final thoughts from you as well, Tyler.
Yeah, no, you know, it's been great. You know, it's definitely was something new. It was kind of a leap of faith. You know, we heard from quite a few vendors and, you know, other people that had a stake in this decision. Nobody's done this. You know, nobody's really doing this. We haven't seen our customers do this. And, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, that's why we're doing it. It's something new. It's, right. You know, it's, we believe this is where we should be. And, you know, it's been great. The partnership has been absolutely amazing from both of these gentlemen. It's, you know, two great companies and it's just awesome to be able to interact with both of them and to have them talking to each other. And, you know, it's been great. You know, the last thing I would say is, you know, Denny kind of mentioned this kind of flip the switch, you know, the implementation. I've heard a lot of people say they have really easy implementation. This is by far the easiest implementation that we've ever had.
Wow.
It bar none. We could have done this in 2 days.
Wow. Oh my God.
But, and it really is. It's an intuitive platform. But you know, the Glia team really does put their money where their mouth is. So it's been refreshing for sure.
Wow. Dan, I'm going to let you respond to that for your final words.
I don't know what else I can say that's better than that. Thank you so much, Tyler. We've really prioritized, the experience all the way around, right? That's been core to the company since we got started. And it's really, how do we create the best experience for the member, the best experience for the agent, and then the best experience for the credit union? You know, ultimately we want the technical teams, the digital teams, the servicing teams to have a pleasure using the solution. So I'm really glad to hear that that's been your experience. It's something that is core to our DNA and that we really strive for. So thank you for those kind words. Really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And Denny, I'll let you have the final word here. Any final words of wisdom, sir?
No, not really. I mean, again, it's all about delivering that great, experience to your members, that customer service, yeah. That everything. And that's what we got to aim to do, right? I mean, you know, Dover was one of our very first partners, phenomenal. Glia is one of our latest partners as far as, a vendor goes, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I mean, we picked two great partners there and you know, they've chosen us too. And it's amazing.
Indeed. Wow. That's a great word to end on. Amazing. This is what this story is. It's amazing. And it's great to see, you know, three organizations really come together to benefit the end user. And that, in this case, it's the member and really improving their member experience and creating more value for Dover Federal Credit Union. So, all right, gentlemen, that said, I'm going to let you all get back to work because you're probably up to your earlobes and things to do, which is a good thing. So we'll let you get back at it, but we appreciate your time. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody.
So much.
Thanks.